A marijuana policy forum that was promoted as a balanced discussion between some of Idaho's top supporters and opponents of pot legalization turned out not to be all it was advertised. Adam Cotterell has more on last night's event in Boise.
First, a former pro-pot state lawmaker bowed out, organizers say for health reasons. To replace him, a marijuana advocate with a national following was added to the program. Then yesterday, a representative of the Idaho State Police canceled, and Alicia Figueroa, chief drug policy advisor to Idaho Governor Butch Otter, also backed out. Figueroa says the shifting panel changed the event into, quote, a choreographed pro-marijuana rally. Organizer Tate Fegley, a Boise State criminal justice grad student and president of Students for Sensible Drug Policy, says when the state police and Figueroa canceled, it did become a one-sided event.
It was pretty unexpected that she would cancel at the last minute. It's definitely a disappointment because we promoted this as having a conversation from diverse viewpoints about marijuana policy in Idaho.
Instead, the 100 or so people who gathered in the Boise State Student Union heard marijuana advocates push to get medical pot legalization on Idaho's November ballot. For KBSX News, I'm Adam Cotterell.